Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was sprayed with tear gas last night after joining a crowd of protesters. They've continued to show up in the streets for nearly 2 months now, undeterred by the increased use of force by federal officers using unmarked vehicles to detain people. The state of Oregon is now seeking a restraining order against those federal agents. One group out there is now gaining attention for their actions and lullabies. They call themselves the Wall of Moms. Hands up, please don't shoot me. Hands up, please don't shoot me. Bev Barnum is one of the organizers behind Wall of Moms, and she joins us now from Portland. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to point out that your voice is actually hoarse because you've been out at the protests. I want to ask you about your motivation. In a matter of days, you and your group have not only joined the protesters, you've also become a focal point. What's been the motivation to join these protests?
The motivation to join the protest was essentially the violation of human rights. There was a viral video, I'm sure you've seen it, two federal officers apprehending a protester with his hands up, moving backwards away from them. They grabbed him, put him in a minivan, and drove off. And that was the catalyst. It really was the moment. And what's keeping us there is learning how to serve the Black community. I would like you to know that we, as Wall of Moms, we don't go there with plans of leadership. We don't tell the Black Lives Matter movement what to do or how to do. In fact, it's just the opposite. When we arrive, they tell us how best we can be used. If they want one Wall of Moms, they get one. If they want two, they get two. If they tell us to jump, we jump. And if they tell us to leave, we leave.
Hmm. Were you an activist before the death of George Floyd and what you've been seeing out in the streets in Portland?
No. I regret to say that that I was so stuck in my own little world.
You were called to it based on what you've been seeing.
Now that I have a voice and moms are talking to me, they share the same story. We're here in the suburbs. We're so focused on serving our families that sometimes we forget that the entire world is our family. And as mothers, we have a responsibility to look up and pay attention and do something, just as we would if we were at a lake and a child was drowning, or a mother was drowning, or a dad. We would jump in and try to save that person. Or if someone falls off their bike, we run and we help them. It's no different. Mm-hmm. What's happening now is no different. We as mothers, we have a responsibility to stand up and help protect human rights.
You make a point to say, though, that your group is following the direction of Black leaders. What has been the reaction to your presence and the chanting?
Thus far, it's been an incredibly positive experience with the Black community. When we do arrive, it's always the same. Thank God the moms are here. I would like to tell you that it is an easy process, that there are no imperfections. But the truth is that most nights we're hustling to listen to as many Black leaders as possible to serve them better. As far as the chanting, we don't create the chants. We follow the chants. Whatever chant is created, we just pick it up.
How did the chant come to be the lullaby? I think that's what so many people are struck by.
That was so beautiful. In fact, it was so organic that we had to sing it over, I think, three times because we didn't know the words. Whoever led that one, they started it. It was the "We Shall Overcome." And as it turns out, most of us don't actually know the entire verse.
Right. And we got made fun of for Black America. Yeah, it's a common one that many Black Americans know, but really it's not sung by white Americans as much. So you had to learn it while you were out there.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we brought out our phones to act as, candles to set the mood. And boy, did it set the mood. After that, we were invited to march. The leader with the microphone said, "Hey, how do you guys feel about marching now?" And we were so empowered to do that. And the leader of that evening said, "Hey, moms, do you want to be up front and protect us again?" And so the moms were up front, and we led that march.
As you mentioned, mothers are always there as protectors and to come into action. We've also seen the creation of the Mothers of the Movement, which includes the mothers of Trayvon Martin and Eric Gardner. And now other mothers are really inspired by your actions in Portland.
Yes.
Can you tell me why you think motherhood is such a potent way of leveraging protest?
I think in society, mothers are the ones that hold up families. And I know dads do this too, but I'm telling you, as soon as you become a mom, something primal inside of you just lights up. And all of a sudden, the world isn't this peachy, keen place. Like, you know deep inside that you have to protect it, that you have to protect people. And I feel that's one reason why this movement has caught fire, especially in suburbia. And I also want to say that for Black leaders and everyone else out there, just knowing that mothers care enough to put themselves in front of beanbags and tear gas and rubber bullets and whatever else they throw, it means so much to them, because finally we have some skin in the game for them. Finally, we're standing up. It's too easy to start a GoFundMe for a movement and then get back to your normal life. It's a lot harder to get up knowing that you were just shot and you're going to do it again the next night, because they've been enduring that for God knows how long.
You've been ignited to be a part of this protest and to use your power to amplify anti-racism and really a push for action. What do you want to see happen in Portland and really the nation, and what's next for this movement that you've organized?
I think last night I saw a blip of what I hope to see for the Black community, and that was when our mayor, Ted Wheeler, came out. The Black community asked him questions. It was a question and answer, and his answers were so soft. You know, like, I think it's important to recognize that our mayor is the boss of the PPB, the Portland Police Bureau. I was happy to see him. And I was certain that there was this fire in him where he was ready to condemn the actions of not only the federal officers, but of the PPB. And that's not what we saw. And so, unfortunately, it caused a rift last night within Black leadership. It really did. And I'm kind of angry this morning at Ted Wheeler for not being a stronger leader. And I'm more angry with him because he didn't stay through the whole night.
He left after he was sprayed with tear gas.
Right.
But what I'm hearing from you is that what you want to see is stronger leadership.
From him, yes. From the people with real power. The people that call the shots. Yes. I want them to use their power, their voice, the media, and condemn the actions of the PPB. Not to hide behind this veil of, oh, I don't really have that much control. I have control in paper, but not in reality. Well, then work to actively change that so that your mothers and your grandmothers and your doctors and your librarians aren't getting shot at in an effort to allow the Black community to advocate for themselves, because it hurts. It physically hurts.
What's next for you, Bev?
Well, I'm awake. We are going to try to figure out if we can reach out directly to Black leaders today while we're not the mayor and our voice isn't as powerful as him and we don't call the shots. We're gonna stay and protect those kids.
That's Bev Barnum, one of the organizers behind Wall of Moms. This is Here Now.